All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Marek, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. So in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. So today is Thursday, March 30th, second to last trading day in the month and the quarter. And yesterday, stocks surged higher. Tech leading the way, the Dow Jones up more than 300 points, the S&P 500 broke through a key resistance level, but will it last? And most importantly, how are we trading the markets and how are our positions doing right here? All right, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge, and we're real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we've got a lot of trading experience and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And it's really, really interesting that stocks are rallying based on nothing.
Yeah, it seems like no news is good news for the markets. And yesterday, quite a day, the S&P 500 finishing up 1.4%, really gapping higher and not looking back, ending the day near session highs after drifting higher throughout the entire session. So a pretty impressive rally on nothing, like you said, Marcus.
Yeah, because if you look at the economic calendar, there's not anything going on. I mean, we did have a little bit of reports this morning that could have moved the markets. The final GDP report came in surprisingly revised to the downside. I mean, this is where usually the GDP reading will be released three times. There's a preliminary, there's a secondary, which I don't know what it's called, and then there's the final GDP. Very, very unusual that this is getting revised, but hey, it's to the downside, which right now is not bad as the Fed is trying to slow down the economy.
Yeah, so a tick lower there. We also see that the final GDP price index came in as expected. And then this morning, we also had unemployment claims inching higher, but I mean, this isn't a substantial difference there. And the reaction was positive this morning, although not a real major reaction.
Yeah, so if you take a look at a 5-minute chart of the E-mini NASDAQ and we see what's happening here, we see that in overnight trading, we were already moving higher than right here. The report was released first to the upside, then to the downside, and then back up to the upside. So I said, not really a major reaction that we are seeing here, because honestly, everybody is waiting for the big one tomorrow. So we do have another inflation report coming out tomorrow.
Sure. So, you know, no news is good news. And this week, a relatively slow week for news. But then that core PCE price index is a key indicator of where inflation stands. And it's something that the Fed keeps an eye on. So we know that the underlying theme is, what will the Fed do? The Fed's next meeting is in May, on May 2nd, or actually that's where it wraps up. So there is some interest in what is expected from the Fed and if they'll raise rates.
Right. And right now, as you can see, traders are 50-50 and say, well, they might raise rates, they might not. And it has been there for the past few days. That will change tomorrow based on what numbers we're getting. Same here with the probabilities of what will happen for the remainder of the year. Right now, again, with a very, very slim margin, traders are thinking that there might be another rate hike. And then after this, that rates are going lower. But tomorrow is the big day where we will know more about this.
Yeah, so it's going to wrap up the week potentially with a little volatility. We'll see what the reaction is, but that will be the focus tomorrow. That report coming out pre-market, 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. Yeah. Hey, Marcus, did you see or notice this, the NASDAQ 100 now in a bull market?
Yes, I saw that. It's like so interesting. So let's switch over to the NASDAQ and the daily chart. And let's take a look at the lows that were established. When was it? In October to where we are right now. So yes, we are up more than 20%. And therefore, officially in a bull market.
Yeah, so you know? It's closing low was on December 28th. So it's the first time, I think, in 3 years or almost 3 years that the NASDAQ is technically in a bull market after getting beat up in 2022 drifting higher, but now recovering from that bear market, helped out a lot by semiconductors, but also Amazon, Apple, and Microsoft as well.
Yeah. And also going back to the S&P also above a key technical level. First of all, above 4,000, but then finally, again, above the 50-day moving average. So, and again, we'll see what happens tomorrow. But so far, indices are on track for a positive week.
Yeah, does that golden cross strike again in a positive way? It seemed like maybe it was a little premature, but hey, we know that long term that tends to be an important crossover there, and we'll see if this drift can continue or not.
Yeah. So today markets are higher, but also the VIX is higher, which kind of shows that, okay, there is some uncertainty and some nervousness going into tomorrow. And we've been talking about it all week. Tomorrow is the big day. And that's what we are seeing, because usually when stocks are higher, the VIX is lower. But right now, everything is pointing higher, even the interest rate. So if you're looking at the 2-year yield, also higher here by 0.5 percentage point this morning.
Some interesting moves, because you're right. Typically, we see some inverse relationships, and that would be normal. That would be expected. But it just goes to show that there is some uncertainty that this report tomorrow could lead to some volatility. And going back to the VIX markets, we had such a huge spike because of the banking issues and concerns and worries since early March, starting I think on Thursday the 9th. So such a huge spike that created some fear. But at this point, it seems like traders have really shrugged off that issue, believing that it's not a systematic problem, but more isolated, and that things will be okay. But the VIX measuring implied volatility on S&P 500 options just shows that traders going into tomorrow expect a little more volatility and fluctuation.
Yeah. So not too much going on. We can take a look at our existing positions here. So right now, the three positions that I have, CTRA, a little bit pulling back here today, opened higher at first this morning, right now down 1.4%. Nothing for me to do. You have the 22 puts. Your plan is to let them expire worthless. And this is what is probably going to happen tomorrow. But of course, as always, we'll keep you updated. Google also still pulling back a little bit. Seems that it is finding some support right here at the 100 level. So we'll see what happens here. And if Google can rally again, that I can sell calls against my existing position right now. Nothing for me to do here, but you sold some more calls against your existing AMD position.
Exactly. So AMD, I'm assigned at 104. My break even right now on AMD, I think, is 92.77. So after being in this trade for a while, making some money, profitable, I decided to go ahead and sell the 103 calls today. So just a strike below my assigned price or my cost basis. That was because I was able to get a dollar. It actually went above a dollar. I think it got up to about $1.25 at one point, but now it's pulled back a little bit. I'm up, last I looked, about 25% based on the premium collected there. I like the 103 because it brings down my break even another dollar. That 92.77 break even does not count right now, the buck I just collected. So, hey, I'm fine bringing down that break even. And if AMD pushes up towards 103, tomorrow or next week, I'll consider rolling. I'm ready to move on from AMD. I don't feel the need to just squeeze out every last penny. The times I didn't move on from AMD in the past, I wore out my welcome here a little bit. I still think semiconductors are going to do well this year, but AMD's up 50% for the year, year to date. That's huge. So I want to avoid a scenario where we get what would be even a healthy pullback. I would rather be out of this one, but I think I could work it for maybe another 2-3 weeks.
Yeah. All right. And then we have PNC. So PNC today, I want to say almost unchanged, down 0.35% here. And with the recent volatility, that's a whole lot. So yesterday it was up 1.6%. So I think that the whole banking crisis might be over unless we hear some news from probably FRC Bank, First Republic Bank, or some other bank, but it has been very quiet on this front.
It has, and I think that we now have this range where traders feel comfortable with the price here. More, continued no news being good news. I think that we could drift higher and get outside of this range, but it could be that traders are also interested in what the banks have to say about earnings, right? How the quarter was, but also what their future guidance is, what they're expecting after this crisis. And we know that earnings kick off mid-month. So I think it's April 14th when banks start to kick off earnings season. We have a little bit of time before that. But that could be the next key moment for banks getting into earnings.
Yeah, especially banks are usually kicking off earnings season. It's JP Morgan, Citi, Wells Fargo, yep. They're kicking it off. So they're the first to report, while retailers are typically the last to report. So I agree. That's probably where everybody wants to hear, okay, how does that affect the balance sheet? How much are you right now reserving for potential losses? How much have you lost in the wake of this, or what's happening there? And more importantly, what is the outlook? So I think that will be very, very important. So, today overall, a hurry up and wait. But if you look at a 5-minute chart of the S&P 500, we see we opened higher. We are staying at elevated levels, not yet pulling back. I would be surprised if we are staying there. I do believe that going into tomorrow that we will pull back a little bit. So can we still finish the day positive? It seems that right now the path of least resistance is to the upside, but I don't think that we'll see a massive rally. Really, everything depends on how the PCE data is coming in tomorrow, and that will definitely move the markets.
Absolutely. And I'm with you, Marcus. I don't see just a nice, follow through higher based on what happened yesterday. I also don't see a huge reversal at this point. But maybe a slight drift to kind of try to fill that gap. But my bet would be to finish slightly positive, like you said. And then we hear about PCE, of course, PCE tomorrow.
Yeah. And it seems that we are still in a little bit of a risk-on environment, because if you look at Bitcoin trading above 28,000, and with the news that we had about regulators trying to crack down on it, then we also heard the SEC issuing a notice for Binance, one of their big cryptocurrency exchanges. But it seems to be shrugged off here. And Bitcoin, there definitely seems to be some risk appetite, although the 30,000 level still needs to be cracked.
We'll see if that can happen. Right now, some resistance around 29. And like you said, Bitcoin resilient to the news. Traders pushing this higher.
Yeah. Also, Ethereum here trading at around 1800. And talking about this, I wanted to check gold really quick, because gold had a nice move up with all the fears around a banking crisis, but failed to close really above 2000. So today, another attack onto the 2000 level, right now trading at 1,992 per ounce.
And it looks like it wants to drift higher. It definitely looks like it wants to make that move and break to the upside. We'll see if it could get through 2000 again.
Yeah, this is where, again, today, super interesting, super unusual day with all of the indices being up, the VIX, the fear index being up, gold being up, interest rates being up. I mean, this is where, everybody is waiting for tomorrow and choosing the path of least resistance, which right now is to the upside.
Absolutely.
All right. So absolutely. Make sure that you tune in again tomorrow when we cover what the PCE report does and how we are trading it. In the meantime, there's a few videos for you. Check those out. If you enjoyed this show, leave us a like, subscribe to the channel, because then you will be notified whenever we go live. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.